let's wake and bake with the boys. Pull out some weed and get high. Dude smoking on the bong while Scotty's talking way too long. Got time to smoke one more. Taking the message to the people now. Keep smoking and growing and watching prohibition fall down.
Welcome to the Dude Grow Show, guys. Gonna do a little cowboy cup review today. Don't worry if you don't know what that is or didn't attend, man. We'll give a little state of the industry. We'll be talking about smoking some fine weed, all kinds of good stuff. And like I said, cowboy cup down there in Stillwater, Oklahoma, fresh off the traveling. How's it going, Scotty?
Yeah, man, going great. You know, state of the industry in Oklahoma, because the industry's different in Oklahoma. No, they're marching to their own drummer.
I like it. That's something that's usually a good thing. Good thing to do. We'll start it off here. I want to do a little few shout outs for some of our DGC pros making this happen. First and foremost, what's up, Scotty? With Real Growers coming on
hey,
out, man. It was good to see Kenny, or we'll say Nice Guy Kenny, out in action behind the booth, slinging the
JR Token
stick, the grow dots.
Yeah, JR Token was crushing it too. There were machines over there. Dude, it was fun to see a bunch of grow dots weed. I will say that. A bunch of DGC showed up and a bunch of grow dots weed. So very cool, man.
Shout out to El Rosenbaum. We had two machines that were kicking it, the Crush and the Rocket. That brought a lot of interest. One eye was doing a little pressing now and then. Always
yeah.
Nice to when people come up and they're not like, what is that thing? Because there's some slick looking units. And to make fresh rosin, I just love that smell in front of you from your flower. Good times for sure.
Did you smoke any? Did you do any dabs or anything like that? You're a purist, man.
Flower, buddy. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk
yeah,
about
man.
What we're smoking on.
All right. Deal.
Also, Integra, thank you. Integra sent out a shit ton of boost packs. Integra keeping your weed at the right humidity.
It was almost a Santa Claus bag, no? We had a shitload of those, man. Those are cool. I actually need more of them for my 5-gallon buckets. Man, don't keep weed in 5-gallon buckets, especially if it's super dry, or unless you've got a full 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah. I'm bucking full of weed, not such a problem.
No, that. What I mean is if you've got like 2 inches or 3 inches left, man, you got mostly air. And if you keep opening and closing it, you got dry air going in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take a lot of boost packs, man.
Flow Gardens had some great pre-rolls. Those went quick, man. Sent out some nice. And when these CBD pre-rolls, guys, flowgardens.com. The flower, hopefully Grandma can get a pickup here. Their flower is top-notch, man.
Yo, my brother Tripp went with me. Unfortunately, he was sick. He stayed in the hotel the whole time, but he emptied the Flow Gardens containers and possibly put something else in there. All the Flow Gardens weed is in here. When I was emptying it with my brother Tripp, man, it is unbelievable. I mean, this made me think the fact that this is CBD weed, just game over. There's no, I mean, if this is legal and you can go through the airport with this and mail this stuff because it's federally legal, there is no fucking way to tell the difference between this and dank bud. It's over, Johnny.
We'll talk about traveling with cannabis here shortly as well. Big shout out to Daniel, man, putting this event on, and his team, always really kind, inviting us out to the Cowboy Cup. It's kind of like a little DDC meet and greet for us, a little regional meet and greet. So,
yeah, love that. There was some strong DGC representation down there, man.
Yeah, 100%. Where we got to hang our booth, it was super cool. Main stage area indoors at the Tumbleweed Dance Hall. So the Tumbleweed Dance Halls were actually a country music venue, which shares walls with, I don't know if it's still Tremors, which is a club that plays like rap and shit, like all in the same spot, which is kind of interesting. But being indoors, hold on, and being able to just walk around with BGC, full on smoke, just no cigarettes. Don't be getting no damn cigarettes out here,
yes,
but full on smoke, have
yes,
a couple pints. I think it might have to do with it being on an Indian reservation, if I have that right.
Is it really? I love it. There's like I took a picture of the sign, Grandpa, I'll give it to you. And it says, we want you to get nailed. It's got a picture of like the chick with the truck, you know, the trucker chick that's on the, it's on the mud flaps. You know what I'm talking about? It goes, we want you to get nailed, just not by the cops. Don't drink and drive. Like, that's an interesting message.
That's good. It's good, good message. This next, I threw up this pic of the DDC booth, and just to hang, this is what it was like. There was like a nice, long, skinny, tall bar area for people to hang out. You can see Banner there, lower picture, kind of over to the left, way in the back, Scotty. It's kind of like a Where's Waldo with the DDC team here, man. So that was basically what our hang looked like. We shared right next with Adam Dunn's booth, so it was a lot of fun, man. A great spot to be.
This was awesome.
To the before we get into our dank nugs and what we're token on, the DDC
team. Look at JR, man, working JR there. Yeah.
They are pimping it. The DDC team, man, Banner, High C, Grambo, Horse Buddy, One Eyed Cat Cannabis, and Nice Guy Kenny. Couldn't have done it without everybody. There's eight of us there. And I kept my Airbnb. I didn't get a negative review either. So that was good as well. So
we
made it happen.
All right.
So let's get in. Lou, you got a box sitting there, Scotty. We're talking about earlier, just like flying with weed, or when you're at this event, so many people are proud to share their homegrown, tell them what they used. You said a lot of people are saying, hey, this is Bro Dot Bud, which has to make you feel good. But I love when somebody hands or shows me some flower just to start getting right into the grow. Oh, wow. Okay. Was that carried on, checked on?
Dude, it was checked. It was checked in, and it's all CBD, 100% CBD. Unbelievable, though, man. I was a little bit like, I mean, my brother Tripp was a little bit like, huh, dude, when I picked up the bag, it smelled like weed, man. Yeah.
I get paranoid. You checked that, huh? I wouldn't have checked that. Especially if it smelled by weed. I get paranoid.
Always check them, man. Always check.
Do you remember when you opened it to get your jacket in the car?
Hang on, Banner's here, man. Banner's a special guest. He's going to be sitting in a little bit, man. We've all got stories. But I do remember I opened it to get something out. And, oh, dude, it was really embarrassing.
The parking garage.
Yeah, it was bad.
Fragrant.
It's okay.
You said always check. I don't agree, man. Depending on what you're doing, like flying from Seattle to Denver, I've heard different stories. You know, I've heard even JR sitting in on here on the mic. Well, what's up, JR? Are you there? Is he muted?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. There, no worries, right, buddy. That
JR is the only one. JR's the only one that has proper etiquette and mutes himself when he's not talking. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
But
a lot going on back here.
When I have valuable genetics or weed, I like it to be in my bag, man. I'm not saying people down in TSA or whoever looks at bags are all thieves or shit, but I've heard stories about, you know, I think, JR, you had some beans taken before.
Because
they know, like, especially a little bit back in the day, if you got an ounce, let's say a jar ounce of weed taken out of your checked luggage, where do you go file that complaint?
Yeah, as long as you're not going to jail. I'm more worried about going to jail.
Yeah, well, TSA don't give an F, and
they don't seem to. I went with I think a couple dab jars, of course, CBD, and my little pen that I use for CBD, and nothing. I mean, think about it. The reality is that you really can take legit CBD that looks, you know, looks amazing, comes in a container that could have THC or CBD in it. And then what are they going to do? They're going to start opening everything up. You're going to say it's CBD, and they're going to say, well, it has to be tested. Innocent until proven guilty in this country, man, I think. Is that still going on?
One point I'd like to make is the fact that you really only have to worry about the airport that you're leaving. So if you pack your shit, put your seeds in your carry-on so that they don't get jacked, and put anything you want to bring in your check-in bag, and then when you take off and land, all of your flower that you brought with you, smoke it with all your friends. So when you go back, all you got to do, especially if it's in a prohibition airport, all you got to do is put your seeds in your carry-on, and you'll be good to go.
Of your CBD. I like it.
Do they have dogs that smell for weed anymore? Is that still a thing? Like maybe in a prohibition land airport? I hope.
Here's the thing, man. This, all bets are off, man. CBD is federally legal, right? And all I mean is, so when it looks, now people are growing CBD, so it looks just like THC weed. So you can't tell the difference. This stuff, shout out to Flow Gardens, man. This stuff looks like really good quality indoor. So what's the plan? You know, what's the enforcement plan there? It's got to be a pain in the ass, and maybe they're just letting it go.
Well, when I talked to Jaron, he said that the USPS company was at the hemp expo that he went to. Right. And so he asked those guys, you know, like, what's up with, you know, shipping, mailing weed? And they're like, well, we can't really tell the difference between CBD and non-CBD. So we pretty much don't give a fuck anymore. Wow. So when you're shipping flower, you're pretty much, you know, don't have a lot to worry about.
I mean, game over, man. Game over.
I want to give some respect to some. There was a lot of flower handed out, guys. So if I'm forgetting some, plus you're a little, not faded, but, you know, you're elevated at these events. So I know so we have a highlight here of Sonny's Cherry Paloma. Was that outdoor grown Cherry Paloma?
A greenhouse.
Man, outdoor greenhouse. Here somewhere. I got it. I got to look for all this stuff. Grandpa, I'm going to give you some of these. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It is so great. There's just weed everywhere, man. Edibles. Dude, by the way, this chocolate bar here, it is. No, hang on. There's another. I got this chocolate bar, and it smells like weed. Like, that's a fucking issue, right? When your chocolate bar smells like weed.
This is the only time I'm jealous when Scotty gets to go back from an event, because I drive over an international border. So I don't have that box of weed. You know, 99% of the time you're good. But if they were to, you know, random check or whatever, very frustrating. It's that magic international line between Washington State and British Columbia, Canada, where weed is both legal. And yeah, you just don't want to fuck with it. So you got to, I don't know, might have to talk to Warehouse Kyle here. We might have to make something happen.
Hey, I think I got this right. As Wicked Genetics Dirt, Joe Dirt Grower, I believe I got that right. But I've got some seeds to hook up. And man, his bud was outstanding.
It was. His rosin is, I mean, he does that at home, and it looks like anything you'd get out of a dispensary.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. His bud and his rosin. Absolutely beautiful. So shout out to him. I could have sworn, man, if I have that wrong, please forgive me. I was pretty, pretty high. But Wicked Genetics is his company. And I tell you what, man, I trust a guy that grows weed like that.
Yeah, I think he's sponsored by Wicked Genetics. He pretty much only grows
that. Is that what it is? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I didn't know if it was him or not, because he was giving me, he hooked us up with seeds for the DGC. It was very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are from the breeder.
Thank you. Okay. I should have asked you. You would know better than me, anyhow. You're into that kind of stuff, JR. That's why we keep you around.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, stay tuned, guys, as we go on to do some wake and bakes. Like, what's up, Caleb? I know you shared some nice flower, buddy. And Scotty will be doing some, hey, what we're toking on, give some reviews. And up in the future here, we will be featuring them on What Was.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got JR. Let's get your review, your opinion. What do you want to talk about here while you're on the show about the Cowboy Cup?
There's a few things I'd like to mention. First of all, I really am happy with the way that Oklahoma is doing their cannabis scene. I think they're doing a great job. Right now, they're starting to get pushback from legalization. They're trying to get, they put two ballots up this year to be voted on for rec, and both of those ballots got rejected by the people. So they're trying to keep their community as small as they possibly can, in their community without having incoming investment or incoming people coming and take away.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not
community.
Well, I'm just saying, JR, that's not going to happen. And we saw that there. And first off, Oklahoma is cool because they still have backpack days there, or at least from what I'm to understand, a small grower can go sell it to a dispensary, which is cool, except for that the price per pound is down to what, $800, $600, $300, depending on what you have, which is pretty.
Yeah, cool. I told them if they keep, you know, they keep networking, and if they can get the community to bring down their price or bring up their prices instead of racing to the bottom, everyone is going to have a better chance of staying alive. Right now, they're dealing with taxation with no representation. They're dealing with a product that's dropping to the bottom. And then they also have a predatory lending. So between the three of those, they've got a real challenge. And if REC comes in, it's going to, and I'm sure you're going to say it will, it's going to decimate a lot of that that's going on right now.
Yeah. I just saw the giant growers, man. Like I said, it was the first time I've ever heard of somebody growing an entire section, which is 700 acres. I think it's 660 acres with a center pivot. And that's that giant, you know, the giant thing that they, you know, water corn with or whatever the fuck. Yeah, corn they water with it. When you can start growing it and extracting it, they make corn oil for a couple of dollars a gallon. You know, you can only imagine what they can do with, whether it's hemp seed oil or, you know, whatever the, you know, commercial extraction of just cannabis oil. You wonder how cheap they can make it when they're water, you know, doing 700 acres at a time.
Yeah, I think that they'll be able to provide a product for the companies that are doing edibles. I mean, obviously on 700 acres, you're not going to get high quality cured and dried flower. So their niche is going to be edibles. They can do like tinctures.
Edibles isn't a niche. Edibles is 80% of the market. You know, and I think they're saying, you know, it's edibles, pre-rolls, and carts. And then there's a, you know, like flower is for the old school guys at this point, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, and you can make carts with that 750 acres of weed, stuff. You know what I mean?
Somebody's telling me about the wind. They're like, it's going to be dusty, which is kind of gross, you know, but I guess they're extracting it. You don't extract the dust, I guess.
Yeah, they'll get all those contaminants out in the process. And that's another reason why they couldn't put it on the flower shelf, because they probably wouldn't pass any kind of testing that they require.
Agreed. Just interesting stuff that you're seeing. The industry is changing. It's either gone to giant, you know, giant companies or just closet growers and tent growers. But I don't see too many people running 20 lighters there.
No, they don't. Man, I didn't either.
There's still, I guess there's just too much weed in the market. So I was just doing the quick math. You were saying, $800 a pound, like it's not worth it anymore. I've heard other people say that. So let's say I have an 8 lighter. I'm running 600 watt LEDs. I'm getting 2 pounds per light. All of that's totally feasible. That comes out. How many times do you guys say we can harvest in a year indoors? Four is the sweet spot.
Four, if you're banging it out one right after another, you can get four.
Okay. So that's before expenses, of course, which are real in time. That's about $50,000 a year off of an 8 lighter.
What are your taxes? What are your expenses? I mean, making an hour when you sit there and think about how much you worked for that 50 grand that you got to pay taxes on?
It is work. And I was talking on the free market where you still pay taxes when you spend money. How many times do we get taxed? Like 3 or 4 times? There's not
a bunch.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you're spending money on cannabis, they really get you. You know, they got us with a lot of kind of bad deals. You know, seemingly when it comes to compared to going to jail, they don't seem like bad deals. But when you're getting taxed, you know, 30-something% because you're buying legal weed, it doesn't sound like the best deal in hindsight.
Well, I think that's kind of intentional. They kind of dangle that carrot in front of your face saying, hey, we're not going to throw you in jail anymore, but let us go ahead and come in and wipe out your entire culture and community and take all your money and send it back to somebody else who is not a part of our community.
Well said, sir. Well said.
In Kentucky, because we had DDC come from, you know, like Texas, Kentucky is kind of, you know, close to the South. People that can't make it out to the DDC Cup, but close enough to drive into this event, which is really cool. And you had Gigawatt, DDC Gigawatt. What's up?
Yes.
Kentucky, quick report on him. He's like, look, we have medical coming in January. So I'm like, first question to some people is, are you in a prohibition state or not? Because sometimes that gauges where your conversation's going.
Sure.
And he said, yeah, in January, we have medical coming. I'm like, okay, I guess that's a good thing. Tell me about it. He's like, well, after you get your license, you have to leave the state to purchase from another
medical state. There's no distribution. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you can drive back in with it. And I'm sure, of course, over time this will change. But you know, JR, you preach this a lot. Watch what you're voting for. I hear that from some people, like, oh, we finally got this far and it's better than nothing. Well, sometimes nothing is better until you can try and get what you want to a degree. And I don't know if it's a bill or an ordinance or whatever. But it is a fine line, Scotty, when you're talking about, hey, there's just really big growers or people growing in small bedrooms or tents. I'm all for the home grow, right? That's obviously a little bit. The more people at home grow realize, they go, holy shit, out of this 2x4 tent, I now have enough for me and my three friends, depending on everybody's level of smoking and needs, of course. Because it's such a giving plant, which that affects the market too, right? So,
yeah, I think that a lot of people are going to have to get home growing. And they're also going to have to start pushing for micro licensing in order to kind of bring the cannabis back to the people. If we empower our people to grow their own, like dude said, they're going to be handing it to their friends. They're not, you know what I mean? They're going to be making sure that people are taken care of in their little circle.
Yep.
And so the more of that we have, the less the legal market is going to get. So if we're pushing home grows and we're pushing micro licensing, and that's going to stymie their ability to completely take it all from us.
We're going to say we couldn't have done it without you, JR, Core DGC, man. Appreciate you coming on. Always is helping out in the booth and seeing you. It's like when you're in your stride, man. I know you love talking to people and talking grow. So, yeah, cheers. Cheers, as they say in Canada.
Hell yeah. Thanks, buddy. It was great hanging out this weekend, brother. I really enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, thank you. I had a good time. I really do appreciate it, guys.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's queue up. We're going to have Banner hang for a little bit. Scotty, I wanted to ask you about, I don't see, you're not smoking a joint this show yet, are you?
You know, I am going to smoke a joint, actually, man. That is true. Look, I'm going to smoke a pre-rolled, okay? Somebody came up to me. Oh, shoot, was it?
Glenn.
It was Glenn. Thank you, man. And he's like, I'm going to change your mind on pre-rolls. And I was like, sure. And he handed me fancy little, this is from Premium Agriculture. And this is a 5-pack of 100% flower, keef infused pre-rolls. And man, that's what you're coming up with these days. You know, it's interesting. They're beautifully rolled, I'll tell you that. But also gave me this cool cone roller, really nice guy. But I told him I'd try them. The idea is there's all sorts of kind of pre-rolls. There's pre-rolls for $3 and there's pre-rolls for $8 or $10. And
there's so pre-rolls that are just the bottom, like not bottom trim, but maybe like, you know, it's just almost literally pre-roll, like on the lower end where it's like, hey, man, this is just going around at a frat party. Who gives a shit? Right?
Can we get Banner in, man? Banner's a connoisseur of quality weed. I love the fact that right up to the end, Banner's working, man. He's working. Hop on in if you would, brother.
All right, we got you in. Welcome in.
Yeah. All right, Banner. Actually, right next to me, man. He's in the bakery studio.
When Glenn rolled up to our, our trailer, he had actually his daughter with him, and we were BSing.
That was like, so cool. That was so cool. Yeah, I thought
go ahead.
She's only a few years older than my daughter, and it was just so cool to see them working together, and man, they were just proud of each other, and that was really cool.
I asked her, like, what do you do? She's like, I trim. I'm like, how long you been trimming for? Like, eventually you're going to get angry at your dad.
That's like, I'm sure you trim and you listen to the business happening. You know, as it's going, you're like, oh, man, I talked to my kid about the weird things that are my job all the time. I'm like, who would have thunk this is what the job is, you know? Anyway, he got me to try his pre-rolls. I will say it's the second one I'm smoking, so they can't be too bad. It's good. It's a good joint. This has keef in it, which I'm sure gives it some additional flavor. The only beef I got with pre-rolls is it says right on here, September 8th, 2022 is when these were rolled. So it's, you know, once you break up cannabis, I'm always thinking you expose the terps to air and it just loses some freshness. That's my only beef with pre-rolls, but this is quality flower, delicious. cannabis. I'm enjoying it. I'm smoking it. And I guess that the big deal is that's why it's in this plastic case that I hope is recyclable, is because it doesn't let the moisture out. It's like Siggy's now, man. It's like Siggy's.
I told him he should make it in a nice wood grain case. Might affect the pricing a little bit. Yeah,
dude, it affects the pricing. Man, I am finally fixing the recharge bags, the seal on them. And you would not believe how much it costs, man, for bags with a working zipper, okay? They get you in the packaging, all right? That's where they get you.
All right, well, let's take it over to a little bit of... Banner will like this. We're going to get into what we're eating on. It's actually a segment we've created for the comic. What we're eating on, because it's a little out of control. But before we do, I blended in some shout outs to who we met there. So
cool.
I'll let you start it here with, I will actually. I got Grumpy Grasshole. It's Mrs. Grumpy? We go with Mrs. Grumpy?
I'm looking Blue Cast. It was really good hanging out. I actually took home with me some edibles of unknown strength. Did anybody eat these? Can anybody advise me on these, man? You can lose a day with some of those edibles, man. But Blue Kiss, it was great seeing you. I have some good greenhouse bud from her as well, man. Very cool. Yeah,
she had one that smelled like, she's like, here, Scotty, this one smells like body odor. And then this one smells, I think it was like lavender or something. It's like, man, you can't. Don't tell people what it should smell like before you have them smell it. Have them smell it and have them tell you what they think it smells like. I think that's how it should go.
Yes, I agree, sir. You are correct, sir.
Grambo, if you got queued up here, I got some of people that aren't familiar with Sunny and Vectopia. Sunny came out with Randy and just some interesting pics here of
Look at,
I can see it.
Look at the effort that went into that, man. It is the DGC tracksuit, an Adidas tracksuit. My kid was impressed. It's on brand, man. And it's a DGC purse. I mean, she had DGC earrings.
We dubbed the outfit the Run DGC.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Check out the DGC shoes, though, here. All the way down to the shoes. Is what we got kicking here because she made a little bit of a
crap.
That's what I'm talking about. And then down the side leg, I didn't even notice this. In the next picture here, it says ho science. So,
science.
So,
oh my god, dude, she is hilarious, man.
And true to, I always like people in life, like life is short, man. My grandpa always used to try and do tricks and make people laugh. And so here you see some dude bombs. And what these are stank eliminators. So we get to our trailer.
Yes, they exist.
Sonny got there ahead of us and kind of outfitted a few pranks. The dude bombs, I was like, for real? Like, is this from the owner of the trailer or what? And you throw them into the toilet. Like before you make a duty and it's supposed
is that to what it is, stank, man? Man,
which whatever. I don't really need that.
We heard the double flush.
But also there was a legit skinned possum fur with head and all in the fridge, which
there was.
I opened it and Banner opened. And Banner acted a little surprised, and he's like, "Hey, Scotty, go check the fridge, dude. You got free."
Scared the piss out of me, man. It was a fucking taxidermied possum in the refrigerator, man, staring at me. It was real.
Oh yes. So shout out.
It was roadkill, by the way. That was roadkill, from what I'm to understand. And Randy taxidermy's roadkill, man.
By the way, no possums were injured in the making of this episode.
No.
Thank you, Banner.
It was great to see that her husband really existed. That was a relief a little bit, right?
That did make me laugh at the end of dinner. You all serenaded him by, goodbye, Vectopia. Goodbye, Randy. We're glad you exist.
Yeah, man. Poor dude. He had two DGC dog tags on, man. That's pretty legit.
He had a good time, didn't he?
Cool guy, man.
He had a real good time.
Super cool guy. It was a meetup, man. If you can get there next year, that is a serious meetup, right? There is a lot of DGC that comes over. Who would have thought that Oklahoma?
Centrally located.
It is centrally located. That's what it is. Yeah.
Pastor Pot, what's up, buddy? You guys check out Coming Soon on Spotify, if not already. Pastor Pot is going to be, he's doing his own little podcast, man. Really nice to meet him and his wife, as well as him and his wife, Joe Dirt and...
And Mrs. Dirt. Hey. Is that really? Hey, Joe Dirt just loaded us up. He was an extremely impressive grower. Here, you ever,
is it gone already?
You ever wonder why they call it lung butter? Yeah, but I mean, that's the way it's supposed to look, no? Beautiful. Grandpa, we'll get some close-ups of this, man. But his bud looked beautiful, man. I'm.
Do you have his butter on? I forgot what he brought.
Has his Apple own stickers, something. Man. Has his own stickers.
Oh, yeah. Solar
Moon. Solar Moon from Wicked Genetics. And apple dumpling from Wicked Genetics. And when I came home, this is the first joint I smoked. I rolled a joint of that, man.
I enjoyed the apple dumpling.
Yeah, right on. Right on. So, yeah, some badass growers came out.
Let's take it to what we were eating on. Because there's a lot of options at an event like this. And it basically, and I'll start off with the non-medicated shout out, which I'm so sorry I forgot. I thought it was your mailman Gro's wife, but we got the bank banana bread. She always brings us something good to munch on. Last year she did. But I have everybody that has
the worst. Around, the
first question, is this infused? What's in it?
Yeah. How much is in it? You're right. It's the first thing you, and then I, it's confusing when things are non-infused at that event, right?
No more infusions.
I'm like, are you sure there's no weed in this?
I can smell it.
I ran into Raider Dank Vader. I'm going to throw up these pictures here, Grambo. And Raider Dank Vader was setting up a pizza oven over at the RV spots we had. Really cool guy. And he starts breaking it down to me. He's like, dude, it's going to be great. He's like, I got medicated dough. I got medicated sauce. I got
medicinal he was mushrooms. Fucking with you.
And I think there was some options. I looked at him and I go, dude, we just got to like, just as long as there's a disclaimer. And he's like, man, there's regular shit too, dude. Like, don't worry. It's not mandatory, but look at this pizza oven, dude. Such a good time. With him and making the effort to come out and make us pizzas in the cold.
Dude, the DGC is, they never fail to impress, man. Raider Dank Vader comes out and he's like, I want to make pizzas for everybody. Put up his little portable pizza oven. Look how happy he looks, man. It was what, like 40 degrees there, man?
A little colder. It was like 36.
I mean, and by the way, he knows what he's doing. You saw that pizza. Anyway, it was just a joy. I love that stuff, man. So. Thank you, Raider Dank Vader.
I always have like, I mean, not issues, we'll say. You know, Lucas was staying right next to us with cookies and honeys and mushrooms. And we'll talk about the mushrooms in just a minute. But people are like, I don't feel bad, but here, have some of this. Have some of this. And it's like, I'm at an event where I have to stay somewhat coordinated and like thoughtful and thinking ahead. Like, I can't just go sit down on the couch and like zone out if I need to kind of thing. So it's hard for me to get into the mode to enjoy some mushrooms and to, you know, let loose a little bit more towards the end of the day.
Yeah, it was okay. You know what's cool about those mushroom chocolate bars is that you can just eat a really, you know, regimented amount where you can be like, all right, I'm going to eat a gram or a gram and a half or a half a gram. Yeah, you know, it's pretty neat. It wasn't always like that. You used to have to guesstimate.
Or everywhere. And Banner, you can chime in. I mean, we enjoyed some, what was that? It was Taken Tops, Banner? Some Taken Tops chocolate?
Taken Tops.
Daily.
And like, it is neat to have everything really segmented to. I don't mind grabbing a raw or dry mushroom and stem and nibbling on it. But when you get these neat little squares, somebody hands some 500 milligram like mushroom gummies. And many times I've never been at an event where mushrooms were offered up so much. And I guess it's going with the stigma going away. Some of the legalities Banner's, going away.
Yeah. Banner said it a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. He goes, mushrooms are the new weed.
It's a new kind bud, man.
It is the new kind bud, huh?
People more and more just bust out their strains. And I've never seen so many like fresh or, well, let's say recently dried.
Right.
You know, like high quality, like.
Yeah, my brother Tripp's into the whole sacred three mushroom thing. It's fun. You get yourself a little heater. You put it in a closet. It's fun, man. It's easy.
But there's like, but the genetics are all spreading around too. So that's becoming right. more and more familiar.
YouTube showed me a video today, and it was how to turn one thing of spores into 10 things of spores. Like, you know, it was interesting that was the promoted video from YouTube.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow after it hears this conversation.
Oh, man. All right, bro. Well, I'm having trouble. This,
synchronicity, or I don't know what I want to call it, but as me Banner, One-Eyed, Grambo, I think we're all in the RV the last night, and like, you know, let's trip out a little bit, which some of us were and some of us weren't, and put on Oklahoma TV. Like, what is just shown, like, over the air, not cable. And that was, like, we're, like, laughing to cry at some of this shit. Like, it's basically either, infomercials or not infomercial, online shopping? What do you call that? Not even online.
That is online shopping. But it was, like, emotional manipulation online shopping. It was good, man.
That, and then the fact of just, I did notice from some of my own personal notes, I didn't discuss with everybody, but man, not at all, but when you're at cannabis events, we had 8 people on our team there. Towards the end of the day, dude likes some pints and joints. Nobody else, really, there's very few people indulging in, I mean, not when I say indulging, not like, oh, you're getting drunk and being annoying, but throwing back some pints, which I see either cannabis helps change that. When I started to have I think I only had a 0.5 gram of mushrooms, and that started to come on. It's weird the changes that go in my mind. I set my beer down, got a water, and then slowly, like, thought for a while. I'm like, okay, it's like, I don't know what you call it, like, when people, like, it's like when you turn in, well, you don't turn into a werewolf, but there's this time of change when mushrooms come on. You're kind of like,
sure,
like you're in the in between before you're in the funny, like, laugh social fun zone for a second. But man, regardless,
I do have a comment for you with regards to why a lot of people don't drink that are really into cannabis. And you know, that whole California sober thing that we talked about, where it's you're sober, but you smoke weed. And okay. That was one term. I don't know, but I know a lot of people like that. I remember I knew this guy when I was young.
Using cannabis as something to help them not drink, or that had prior problems with alcohol. I know there's some
DCs alcohol
as well.
Yep, alcohol or pills or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I remember I met this guy, the first guy I ever met, where he's like, yeah, I was a heroin addict. And I was like, wow, was, you know, I'd never met one before. And then he was like, or I never met anybody that told me that before, I should say. But he was just like, this is all I need. And he was smoking a joint. It was pretty cool. You know?
Yeah. I think
that's a beautiful thing.
I think it's funny how we'd smoke at the cup and then grab a cup of coffee, and JR refers to it as going to pick up some drugs.
The caffeine is?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The coffee is the drugs.
There are people that are addicted to Starbucks, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just funny just because, like, you know, it's the same thing. It's all perspective, right?
It is, right?
Like, you know, coffee, yeah, that's, I had about a cold brew mix when we got there that was infused with like lion's mane and turkey tails. Man, it's awesome to see, not only on a medicinal level or mushrooms that affect you with psilocybin, but mushrooms across the board, kinds of shit. I love it.
Agreed, man. The third kingdom, bro, the fungi.
A little bit of all these guys got a little bit of story behind them. Fly High 89, hanging out as always with mass. I'm like, how much weed's in that J wrapped in the palm papers?
The palm leaf, man.
Yeah, he don't mess around.
I looked at it today. Like, this time I really looked at it. And yeah, it's this palm tree leaf, man, from a king palm. And they roll it up. It's fucking crazy. Well,
palm leaves are pretty small, right?
I mean, they're thin. They have it's dried is the thing, because they do have like a...
I'm being sarcastic. Know. They're really...
It's a huge frond, like, man. I imagine they make quite a few joints out of this thing, but the only time I've ever seen it is with them every year.
I've seen companies try to do it before with like, I'm like, why not like cannabis leaves? But I just don't think like the texture of it is proper, or maybe it smokes harsher.
Right.
That one wasn't too bad. Also got Bluntly. What's up, Bluntly?
I'll shout out to Bluntly. Bluntly gave me some really good weed here, man.
Yeah, I'll also shout out to Bluntly. Thanks for the nugs. They were really tasty.
This is the wrong one. Sorry, this is cannabis hand cream.
That doesn't look like Bluntly.
It looked like Bluntly's container, though, man. Yeah, it was great to meet all these people, man. It absolutely was. Shout out right now to Rasufa's. Man, I don't think he made it out alive, bro. or he's alive, but he's super sick. Rasufa got you go to these events. He's still there. He is still there. Yeah, you go to these events and you're smoking joints and smoking with a lot of people in close proximity. Yeah. So shout out to you, brother. I hope you feel better. Unfortunately, One Eye Cannabis is in the same boat, man. They're both sick.
The pitcher here, Rasufa, rocking the cowboy hat, and him and One Eye Rasufa looked pretty good in a cowboy hat there. So there we go.
That's where they both got the germs, man, right there. That was the picture.
If you zoom in, you
can see it happening. You can see
the virus.
I'm so sorry that both of you got sick, man.
You asked when, I forgot where we're at, it was towards, maybe we're almost at the airport, and you're like, okay, which one of us or how many of us are going to get sick? I'm like,
the answer was three. Good.
It's the Wook flu, man.
The Wook flu.
It's just the Wook flu. It'll be okay.
Why does that make me laugh so hard? Oh, shit.
All right. I got Mo growing. How's it growing? Good to see you. This cat, Jesse and the Buddy System, BUDI system. More to come on that on some Grow Talk shows coming up. Jesse does some 3D printing of some training techniques.
I kept these, things. Man. That's a fan mount, man. If you put it on your tent pole and I think my finger's stuck in there. And then you put a fan right in there, man.
That's awesome. All right, good. Stay tuned for some features in Grow Talk for that. And I got Okay, Calyx? Yeah, Okay Calyx Genetics. He got me the straight out of compost sticker rocking. I love that.
That's pretty funny.
Finish it up, man. Finish it up, dude.
One more here before we get into a little bit more of the vibe of the cup. Build 420. That's build the number 420 spelled out.com. This is Gerald, sorry, STL, man, doing grow room builds on the up and up, discrete grow room builds, electrician. We never had this back in the day. You had to go on the down low, figure out who was cool, who knew what, how much you could trust an electrician. An HVAC guy always used to be an issue, man. Man, who could hook up my mini split? They know it's for a grow.
Right.
So it's cool to see these contractors out there coming out of the darkness and helping growers get set up.
I love it.
I see this section titled The Vibe of the Cowboy Cup. Does this picture sum it up for you at all? Was this Grover?
I believe that's Grover, right? Yeah. He's blowing glass, man. Grover, it's a glass blowing, people blowing glass live. And the gentleman seems to be wearing a Grover head. And that's Grover. I don't know. Head, it was really cool. I don't know.
Full plaid skirt. What would you call that? Very tall leather boots. I'm all for the look, especially when you have a flame in front of you and glass that you're working with. So
there were some talented people there.
It's called the Cowboy Cup. So this is a competition, guys. I can see. Check out this. It is cool how they display the flower here.
Yeah.
We're looking at how many entries they had. Dude, that's got to be like 60 plus. And there's a lot of good looking flower. I walked by that case. Go ahead.
And there was a few kind of shitty looking nugs too, man. There was definitely the whole range was there because there was some controversy. There was controversy at the Cowboy Cup.
What'd you hear? I'm so surprised. Controversy with a cannabis competing event. Banner. Did you hear a little bit through the grapevine?
Well, that seems to be blowing up on Instagram about the, about some samples being contaminated somehow. So I'm not really sure of all the details,
right.
But there's a big hubbub around it.
Contaminated in what sense?
Pardon?
I guess they always test or a lot. I imagine a lot of competitions would either test or maybe you would need to have it tested. But man, Oklahoma really is the Wild West. I don't know. Is it really that far west?
Well, I've seen, I think Brandon Rust has some more info on it.
He was there, right?
I saw he made, of course. Yeah. He made a comment about how, all the samples were tested and Oklahoma has the highest test standards. So there are people who were then asking was it not stored properly or something like that? So I think that's where the controversy is is it clean? Is it not clean?
Right.
And, nobody has information and blah, blah, blah. And I really don't know any details about it other than that. But
I do understand you wouldn't want to smoke mildewy weed, especially if you're smoking a lot of, you know, a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, and I guess
different types of it.
I mean, just take a look. Like, imagine, I imagine there's a bunch of people who are testing and there's a lot of samples. So I don't know how complicated it gets to, like, make sure that they're stored properly. Like, you know, like, right. We did a cup and it's not easy, man.
Man, I don't put it on that. I wouldn't put it on that. I will say it is hard.
Things. Hold up. They have, so they're saying Oklahoma at state testing level, if it's very stringent. I mean, how many of us right here might have a failing test? I believe they had sun grown categories too. How are you going to pass that shit? You guys just talked about earlier, particularly wind blowing shit outs. What if, as far as outdoor, if you're outdoor, if you're in a greenhouse, passing right. some of these tests is probably extremely hard compared to depending on what type of indoor controlled environment.
I think it's like heavy metals. Yeah, aren't they testing for heavy metals? That's pesticides.
That's a really good question. Not familiar enough with the standards, right. but that is a question. Is like, I mean, they can't test for everything, right?
I mean, test for molds. I guess you can't really. Test.
I don't know.
It'd be fucking expensive if you had to test for all that.
Can you test for everything? I imagine they're using the same standards that they do for the, you know, what you buy at a dispensary.
Sure.
Right.
And then also, and how easy is it? Is it to kind of fudge a test or to give, you know, paperwork from another test? You know, I don't know, but it's tough, man. Like I said, Daniel, he's a buddy, and he did a great job on that event, and I don't want to put it on him.
Well, you mentioned the DGC Cup. All you do from these events, put them on and learn. We've done what, like seven? We'll say we actually had competition in them, maybe six, seven DGC Cups, but. There's always been, you know, whether somebody, I heard a grower was like, why did you put at the last DGC Cup, we put Integra packs in everybody's jar because, you know, it's going to be open and closed and open and closed in Colorado all day. And I forgot who it was. It doesn't really matter. But a grower was upset. Hey, I get my terps perfect. All right. Now you're throwing in a pack in my jar. I don't like that.
It kind of right, though, man, because if it's a perfect dry and cure and you nail it the day of the show. Or, you know, the event, that is pretty badass.
As someone who received a bunch of samples at the cup, there were people that were very nice about it and said, hey, would you mind not putting that in there? And they were nice about it. They weren't like
freaking connoisseurs, man. Connoisseurs.
Well, the John Jay program was one of the main like sponsors/judges. Me, Banner, Scotty are all learning about the Ganjay program from somebody like Rasufa, GDC John. And I need to learn more about it. Almost when I started to hear, like, they were testing, not testing, but we were in the RV. I was like, let's have some fun. And we were evaluating, I forgot whose cannabis in the RV. Rasufa, like, I think opened up the app and like, you go through all this. It was like, man, this is kind of like, should it be this intense? It's a little crazy. I don't know. I mean,
it's the same thing with wine though. The Ganjier, Sommelier. Sommelier, is that how you say it?
Sommelier.
Yeah, there's kind of an N in there. Anyway, there's people that take wine super seriously, you know?
Point.
And then they're, you know, that they can tell where it was, where the grapes were grown by the smell. And then there's people that are like, dude, I love wine. I love this kind of, I know the difference between a California and a, you know, French wine or whatever, but you don't have, there's different levels of sophistication and I don't think,
that's why
some for everybody.
That's what's so cool about a people's cup where people who just bunch of stoners that actually smoke weed all the time are like, pick their favorite and there's no,
doesn't it become just a beauty contest? Cause we're all high after the first one.
I think it's a flavor contest personally.
Yeah. But you have to have a pretty refined palate to,
That depends on the format of judging. It depends like for our cup. Yes. For depending on how long I've heard of some competitions where like X amount of judges get, that's all the weed they can smoke that day. Like they have like that day with it and they give them like 2 weeks to go through all this or a week or whatever.
I mean, look X how amount many, of time. Look how many entries there are. And that's probably just the top 60 or 100. So,
yeah. I don't know if they changed it, but when Bean was a tester or a judge last year.
Yeah.
And he had to get a judge's kit and it was literally all of the samples, and he got like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks or whatever it was to do it, literally. And the idea is that you're, trying to do one a day, so that you get that like totally clean.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, cleanse palate, you're, you know,
yeah,
first buzz of the day kind of thing.
Holy shit, they had it for 5 weeks? Because that's a responsibility. I think
it was like 4 or 5 weeks. Someone will correct me, but
it was weeks. If someone's got something a little moist, you know, it's a little, you know, they're curing, you know, it still was a little bit early on the cure or something like that. Man, it could go
well. Or just think of it this way. If I'm going to be testing samples for a month, I mean, some of those samples are sitting there for a month.
That's what
some
I mean. Of them are, man, yeah.
Are I'm having right now.
At all different levels of moisture, degrees of moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, is there a best strain out of there? How do you pick the best one?
For me, it's looks and, you know, I guess it's, I don't know, looks. It's got to
smell ties
on, it's got to get some kind of flavor out of it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it's myrcene or limonene or what's the other one that I love?
Isocyanine?
Oh, I like that one, man. Is it beta-caryophyllene?
That's a good one.
I like that one. Yeah. Man. I like saying those words.
That sounds like
no, but as long as,
really smart.
Yeah. If it's got some stink to it, if it actually sticks to your tongue and it has some flavor to it.
It's an enjoyable.
And then, I mean, looks are probably 75% of it, though.
Yeah.
It's that huge fat nugs that are coated with crystals. Crystals, man. Trichomes.
Dude, check out this flower display. This is flower over from Brad at Raw Genetics.
Yep.
And Smokus Focus, dude, they got some cool jars, guys. The way the LED lights and the magnifier at the top, those are still some of my favorite bud display jars. It just makes, I'm not going to say it makes good bud look like excellent, but it brings it out, man.
Oh,
so
it's
really cool to see people showing off. That was part of what this event's about, is if you're local, there's a lot of local Oklahoma dispensaries there that are trying to get the brand awareness out. Why should you come? Because they have so much competition. This is how we grow ours. This is why our flowers, you know, better than others.
Right.
But this was some dank looking bud from Raw Genetics.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Banner may or may not be here to record a Know Your Breeder with Raw Genetics, man. Ooh. Know Your Breeder is back, sir.
Brad's like the one guy that I like don't know. I missed him again at the cup.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to hang out with him. I missed Odie too.
Oh, man.
So we're going to try to get Jinx both. We're going to have both of those guys up on the show soon.
Yeah, I'm into it, man. Brad's a great guy.
We had a nice traveling Airbnb hack. I think JR found it somewhere. I'm not sure where the crew checked out of the Airbnb. Mean Scotty and Banner stayed in an RV. And I was like, was everything good with the Airbnb? Man, want to keep the wife happy. It's her account. And he's like, yeah, bro, popcorn and Axe body spray. It's like, what?
Oh, they did a microwave popcorn. It's a pretty good idea, man. It's a way to stink it up in 4 minutes because you burn it a little bit, man.
And then they sprayed each room with one poof of Axe body spray. We didn't smoke in the Airbnb. It's just, as the last review said when we were at the Cowboy Cup, the raw smell of cannabis was
overpowering.
Yeah. So, he also said, hey, there's another one, another travel hack. Somebody takes bacon grease in a mason jar and puts it on a coffee cup warmer and just lets it chill in there.
Well, wow.
Covering up smell. It's like, okay. Banner, you swear by that. Was it Osium or something?
Osium.
Oh, Osium's legit as fuck. Yeah. They sell it at the head shop.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Osium is very strong, and yeah, it'll get rid of whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's take it over to a few more shout outs to some cats we saw here. Josh, Missouri, what's up, man? Blowing my mind. Tell me about, you think about, hey, prohibition is falling. He's like, bro, there's this river I live where people go canoeing, party canoeing, you know, float tripping. Part of the river in the park runs through federal land, even though it's a state park. And he's like, these fed guys that are bored go out there with a drone and fly the drone to see who's smoking on the river. And then when the river goes through the federally owned land, they pull their canoe over and ticket them and take their wheat.
Oh, my God.
Is this like, what, are you for real, man? He's like, yeah, prohibition's still pretty strong in some areas.
That's freaking rough. Poor.
Imagine how fun that is, though, to be the guy with the drone.
I mean, if you're getting paid for it, I guess. I don't know. If you have a dark heart,
it's like a real game.
Hey, I will shout out to Adam Dunn. They did a little Adam Dunn show there, and I was sitting there talking. I think I was trying to explain grow dots to somebody, and I hear Grambo, I hear Grambo's voice up there, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then I couldn't concentrate on any of the conversation or the words I was saying. I was just like, what the fuck is Grambo going to say next, man? I was sure you're going to go into your act or
something.
Why don't you do a couple jokes, man?
People don't know. I didn't just show up in the cannabis community out of nowhere. I used to host a show with Tim Martin, John Doe Radio, and Bike Holly. And we shared a studio with Adam Dunn. So I ran into Adam. Been a few years since I've seen him. He's like, Grambo. I was like, Adam, you know so many people. How the fuck do you remember me?
Oh, I didn't know you were old friends.
And they had a dead spot in the show. And we were just sitting there. He invited me over. And then he had Banner come over and hang out. And he actually gave Banner, he opened up a jar of just random weed, put it in front of Banner's nose, gave him a couple guesses. Banner nailed it in two guesses, man. Yeah. I was legit impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, tight work.
Speak about gongier. We got one in house, motherfuckers.
A gongier. Yes. A gongier.
So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised to be able to meet some old friends, new friends. And it was awesome.
Oh, Banner, you are up there, aren't you,
Banner? Was there?
He was on the mic too.
Two end caps, brother.
The mic.
Okay.
Yep.
See, you didn't alarm me as much, man, all right?
I tried to keep it kind of civil.
Oh, good shit, man. Hey, Levi and Kayla, okay? Levi's a big fan. Kayla is his girlfriend, who is very cool. And, yeah, they seem to listen. It's one girl that doesn't hate me, man, all right? She doesn't hate the sound of my voice. Actually, she didn't say that. She very well might.
Oh, no. I see you got the right note here. I didn't know Caleb's wife's name, I believe wife, was Evelyn. And he says he doesn't smoke. He's the grower.
No, you're on another one, sir. You are on another shout out, sir. That is an interesting couple, man. I was hanging out with them as well. And yeah, he doesn't smoke, but he's just loves growing. So he grows it for his wife, man.
Nice. There's a few different DDC like that. And even though they don't smoke, the act of growing itself is like, I don't care. It's rewarding. Like, I love doing this. I love, being a grower and taking and helping people out.
I will tell you, it's a whole family thing there, man. They were like, I got my kid Braden, loves to trim. I can't remember I can't remember his other kid's name. Was it Brandon? But he's got his kids working there.
Integrity Farms, man.
It is Integrity Farms. It is. But it was really nice, man. It was just really nice to see all that, you know?
I dig. I wish I could have. We got to come up with a trick. I'm still trying to figure out the Jedi mind trick where when you go to an event like this, where you remember face and names, like you just remember everyone. And that's like a skill, like almost like a savant skill when you're meeting so many people.
It's tough.
Passing around the dudes. Like, I got my work on it, though.
I did work on it, man. I listened to a book about it and I tried to think of there's a technique that you use. Yeah, didn't work, man. Maybe 50% of the time. The technique
that I've heard is you try to use someone's name three times.
Yeah, that's what it was, man. That's it. Yeah, I mean, you have to associate it with something.
You do. Man. You have to connect it to something.
Yeah.
So is it just human nature or not be a PC of me to say, like, it is pretty easy to remember a beautiful woman's name. I don't know. I mean, but it's just how it
Let's
works.
Use an example like, Josh from Missouri. So that's coffin nail.
Right.
So you can associate coffin nail with cops flying drones to bust people smoking weed. You'll never forget it.
I did soul coffin.
Soul coffin?
Yeah.
Coffin nails. Yeah. Isn't that a band?
I don't know.
Soul Coffin.
Soul Coffin. That's where I got it. Man. And then, by the way, they have real names and DGC names, which even makes it more difficult.
Yes. Very, very, very difficult.
Anyway, it was awesome, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, these next two here, a couple notes about smoking glue is awesome. Were these yours?
Say it again.
He says, what are you smoking? Becopia wants to remind everyone that glue is awesome.
Yeah, she's all about the Gorilla Glue. That's just her thing, man. She has no variation on what she likes to smoke. I found that interesting. And she was like asking me, she's like, what's better than glue? And I'm like, it's a freaking hoss of a plant, man. It's a great strain and all that. But, variety is the spice of life, right?
I sent her home with a pack. So she may have something new coming out soon.
Yeah. She was hell bent on the glue. I was just curious what your thoughts were on that, man.
Me?
Yeah.
The glue?
Yeah.
The glue's killer.
But I mean, yeah, okay, deal. Thank you.
Makes me tired after a little while, so that's what I don't like about it. But it's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. But man, I love having more than one strain.
For sure.
I picked the best pick, man, because why not? You know, this is, we usually do memes, so best of social media.
But right.
When I had cannabis, before we went to the airport, guys, Scotty's like, I was like, let's go to a movie. What are we going to do? And you're like, yeah, let's go bowling. Love it. Oh. Looking at me, I stacked 3 bowling balls in one stack. And that was
that's
a trick
from
one
eye
because he used to apparently work at a bowling alley, did like 3 different jobs there all in one. So next time I'm at the bowling alley.
So we got, when I used to work at a bowling alley, Grambo used to drive the Zamboni.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got a good crew here, man. I like it. You guys had a lot of time to think, man. By the way, that was the worst bowling alley I've ever been to. I'm going to say it.
Kind of smelled like poo.
immediately smelled like poop, man. And it's just like
not poop turps.
No.
Grambo's tips, we'll say. If you're ever at a comedy club, just only get shit that's fried. And I looked over at your grandma. I'm like, does that rule pertain to the bowling alley too? Probably.
Only get shit that's fried. That's so true.
It's the oldest adage in comedy. Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, hopefully it's a good time. All you DGC that came, if we forgot any shout outs, man, thank you very much for coming out to see us. That's mainly what that event's about for me, being able to put some face value into just meeting people, help make this show happen. You guys definitely do that. And our whole crew that made it happen. Thanks, Daniel Cowboy Cup. And yeah, let's wrap. We'll have some more Grow Talk and Wake and Bake coming at you here. And Scotty, I'll hand it over to you, sir.
I'm just looking, man. I should shout out anyone that gave me weed. It was a joy, man. So Roscoe29, thank you so much. There's 4 different kinds I'm getting into. James Bong. I got a nice, this is a nice bud from James Bong, man.
James
all right.
Bong. James Bong.
And I will shout out, at least in Oklahoma, you can get real edibles. Here's a 50 milligram lollipop or whatever. Man, it'd be the 10 milligrams a little much. Man.
Sucker. They say sucker in Oklahoma.
Give me diabetes by the time I get high on the amount of candy you got to eat. You know what I mean? 150 milligrams. Come on.
Yeah, that's not the best option for you.
No.
All right, stay higher, my friends. Until next time, man. We're coming at you.
Hey, take her easy, dude. And good hanging, Banner.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Banner.
Later, dude.
Peace out. Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get high before noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means we're lighting up a dude. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bone. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to smoke it all day long. Yeah. Now if the big man catch you riding high, he hates the tank. Just look at how he's being paid. Now, don't lock up me for smoking weed. I ain't done nothing wrong, no.